Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Time to talk about legal issues in the news with Attorney at County Law Karen Conti. And there's a few entertainment stories that need your expertise and commentary here, Karen. Starting with that Johnny Depp suit where, let's see, the jury selection began yesterday. This is interesting, isn't it? Because as I understand it, Johnny Depp was never specifically mentioned in the communications between Johnny and the ex-wife. Is that accurate?
Yeah, this is really an interesting case. The ex-wife, Amber Heard, wrote a letter to the editor in the Washington Post, and in it she was talking about having been a domestic violence survivor, and she never mentioned Depp, but the general gist was, of course, she was married to Johnny Depp, and so he brought a defamation lawsuit. And the law says that, you know, even if you don't name somebody, you can still defame that person if, by all accounts, people can kind of figure out who you're talking about. So, for instance, if I said the host of WGN in the morning is a convicted war criminal, you know, we don't have to name Bob Surratt to know that you are the person who hosts the drive time in WGN. So when you put those things together, that can still be a defamation case.
By the way, if that happens, I'd like you to defend me. What's the defense in this case, Karen?
Well, we saw the opening statements, and oh my gosh, I mean, both of them are being completely, just taken over the... I mean, he's saying she was the abuser, she's saying he sexually abused her and slapped her around constantly, and they're both going at each other, and the idea is that Johnny Depp is saying she was the aggressor, and that's why he had to push her off, and it's just a really unfortunate situation, and this is the reason that sometimes you don't bring these things to trial, because you have to prove that whatever that person said is false. And that means you have to hear all the evidence that indicates otherwise. And it's not a pretty thing. And it looks to me like they're both destroying their careers, but this is the path that they've chosen.
Could this libel lawsuit and what ultimately happens have any ramifications for similar situations?
Well, whenever you have a high-profile case, it does set precedent. But I think the precedent this is going to set is not going to be a legal one, Bob. I think it's going to be more like celebrities should really think twice about bringing a defamation action. Mm-hmm. I'm not really addressing the issue of domestic violence, which is, of course, a horrible thing. And Amber Heard had every right to say what she wanted to say to help other victims. But when you get into these battles in public, you really, and when you're a celebrity, you're destroying your image. I think that these two people are going to go down as the people who fought in court about domestic violence rather than whatever they do for a living.
Britney Spears has announced that she's pregnant, and she implied that because of that conservatorship, she couldn't have a baby. Is that legally possible, really?
You know, that's a really good question, because it wouldn't be legal if it were taken to court. Only in rare situations can a conservator say you can't marry, you can't have children. Only if the person is super disabled and doesn't even understand what it means to have a child and to have sexual intercourse. And clearly that's not the case with Britney Spears. But she did tell the judge that she was being prevented from marrying and being forced to use birth control. So if that's the case, someone should have done something about that back then.
The conservatorship has ended, so does that mean no more legal issues still to be resolved here?
Yeah, I mean, she's able to make her own decisions, and I think that, people are going to be watching her. And listen, if she's got mental health issues and depression and bipolar or whatever she has, there are many people who raise children in this world who have those issues. They take medicine, they take care of themselves, and hopefully she's got people around who are watching her who can make sure she's a good mom.
Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck are engaged again. It's the fourth marriage charge for J-Lo, so we've seen this this ring, which cost a few bucks, and I'm not saying the marriage is going to end, but who gets the ring? What happens if this doesn't work out?
Yeah, she's got, I think she's got six of them now, because Ben Affleck is going on round two with her. You know, first of all, a prenup might take care of that. So a prenup could have been drafted that said that, you know, if this doesn't work out, the ring goes to XYZ. It could be that it's a sham, too. I've heard that certain jewelers will give these beautiful rings and make a big deal about it, and then a fake one is made, and the person wears the fake one for the rest of the relationship. I don't know if any of that's true. But in the event there is no prenup, generally speaking, if the marriage doesn't happen, it goes back to the giver. So Ben Affleck would get his beautiful green diamond ring back. If the marriage happens, then it belongs to J-Lo.
She does have quite a few rings in her collection, doesn't she?
She does. I don't know if Michael Jordan has more or she has more.
Karen Cotty, attorney at Cotty Law. Thanks, as always, Karen. And let's see, you got a show Sunday afternoon on the radio here. 3 to 5, we'll be listening.
All right, great.
Have a good day.